Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, the numbers are rolling in. Democrats are loving what they're seeing. How New York achieved the ultimate goal of the Democrat Party, which is to become Marxist, openly Marxist. Still watching these segments on Fox News and Newsmax and talking about, well, these young kids, man, they haven't been educated in socialism. Stop pretending these are Americans doing this. Stop pretending these are Native American people. In other words, people whose families have been here for generations. That's not what's going on. I'm sick of the pretend. Here's reality. This is from The Federalist. A survey released in October found Ma'am Donnie, and I expect when I get the exit polling, I'm going to see this. I haven't fully been able to find this in the exit polling yet just because they're still putting it out. A survey released in October from Patriot Polling found Ma'am Donnie had 62% support from foreign-born New Yorkers and just 31% among American-born. So everybody's buzzing yesterday on X. It was trending. He thanked everybody in his speech. And he listed all the countries they're from. Some countries I forgot exist. But he didn't thank Americans. Why? They voted for his opponent. This was not a victory among Americans for socialism. This was a victory among the Democrats' shadow nation of replacement voters for socialism. That's what this was. That's the fight of our time. Again, 1 in 5 New Yorkers can't speak English. Almost 50% not born in this country. So when almost 50% are not born in the country, and Zohram Mamdani gets 62% of the not born in this country vote, you win. Actual Americans voted for Cuomo. 20% of people in New York City can't speak English. More than three. Folks, there's only like 8 to 9 million people, right? New York City. It's the biggest city in the country. More than 3 million migrants now call New York City home, making up about 40% of the total population. Folks, this is the Democrats' dream. This is what they wanted. This is not something Americans did. And we need to stop misreporting that or pretending it's not the case. It is exactly the case. Listen to this. You know how everyone's saying, well, this is a victory for the working man. Yeah, the working man finally going to take over New York and yeah, not to millionaires, to billionaires. American-born workers, American-born, in New York, who'd they vote for? American-born workers making under 30,000 or less. Who'd they vote for? Oh, Ma'am Donnie, right? No. No, they didn't. They voted for Cuomo. Let me repeat that. American-born, working poor, because you make $30,000 or less in New York, you're working poor. I mean, given the, even the prices there, I mean, it's you're working poor. American-born New Yorkers making less than $30,000 voted against Ma'am Donnie by a 48% to 42% margin. See? Americans did not do that, this. And by that, I mean born, native-born Americans, all colors, races, whatever. Foreigners did this. And folks, this is the model that the Democrats are fighting for. This is why you may not have, you might not, your flight may be canceled today because Democrats go shut the country down so they can get this in every city. Don't tell yourself, well, that's just New York. That will never happen here. It almost did. Folks, this close. It almost happened here. Think of Columbia, not the country. South Carolina, as a deep blue haven electing a socialist. It almost happened. Think of North Carolina as a deep blue haven voting against Donald Trump. It almost happened. Folks, we came so close to this, and that's why the Democrats can't let it go. It almost happened. Wait, what am I talking about? Skinny of teeth? Why? Because remember when the Democrats, Joe Biden won, I put that in air quotes, won the election and ushered in with him a Democrat House and Senate, right? The Democrat Senate, Joe Biden intended to pass amnesty. They did. Why didn't it pass? Two people, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, Democrats, said no. Nope, no, we're keeping the filibuster. In other words, you could try to pass the amnesty, but you're going to need two-thirds votes. And they dug in and dug it. By the way, do you realize they threatened to kill one of the two of them? I'm going to have that coming up next. Trying to get them to budge on the filibuster, and they wouldn't. And that is why we did not have amnesty. And folks, had those two not hung on to that filibuster that these idiots on our side today are like, yeah, let it go. I don't think Trump would be president. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. Because that immigrant nation that the Democrats imported to replace us would have given Kamala Harris Pennsylvania. They would have given Kamala Harris North Carolina, most certainly. Definitely Michigan, no question. We dodged that bullet because two Democrats said we're keeping the filibuster and now we want to get rid of it? Folks, we will have amnesty in under 5 years if you do that. That is stupid, stupid, stupid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.